Hello everyone and welcome to episode 50 of Connectivity. Yes, we've made it. Our first milestone, well, I guess after the first episode. Today we have two segments for you and then three little kind of bonus things thrown in between. The bonus things are little Star Fox 64 radio dramas that we did. That's with myself, Patrick, Zach, Neil, Mike, and Neil's wife, Lauren. So you can look forward to those. And then we've got two games for you today. First up is Jeopardy with Zach, Tyler, Don, and Justin. And then after that is Nintendoware with Neil, myself, Andy, and Patrick. So enjoy this 50th episode of Connectivity.
It's about time you showed up, Fox. You're the only hope for our world.
I'll do my best. Andross won't have his way with me. Open the wings. Check your G diffuser system.
Falco here. I'm fine.
This is Peppy. All systems go.
Slippy here. I'm okay.
I see him up ahead. Let's rock and roll.
Slippy, get back here. Watch out, bogey on your tail!
Whoa, help me! Thanks, Fox. I thought they had me.
We're entering Cornaria City now.
This is horrible.
Everybody stay alert! You've got an enemy on your tail! Use the brake!
I'll get this one. Get the one behind me. Something's wrong with the G diffuser.
Use the boost to chase!
I could use some help here, Fox. I guess I should be thankful.
Do a barrel roll!
Pretty smooth flying, Fox. Follow me, Fox.
Falco, where are you going?
I found the target. Try to keep up. Time for a little payback.
Ah, someone wants to play.
Incoming enemy from the rear. Drop altitude.
Enemy shield analyzed.
Deploy all units! Charge! I've got a present for you.
Slippy's hit!
Aim for the open spot!
That's it, Fox. Yeah, it's working.
Who are you guys?
We're Star Fox.
You'll never defeat Andross!
We're heading out. All aircraft report.
I was worried for a moment.
You're becoming more like your father.
I'm fine. You okay over there, Fox?
Thank you.
Hello again, and welcome to Connectivity Jeopardy for this episode 50 celebration. It's a Jeopardy game. You all know how we're playing this. We have an old contestant, Don Koopman.
I'm back again, bastards.
Back again for the first time. We got Tyler Olu.
Hey, I'm new.
He is new. And Justin Berube.
What's up, guys?
All right, so we've told these guys how to play Jeopardy, how it's done. So let's get right to it. Your single Jeopardy categories are potent quotables, good eats, Nintendo, hardware hijinks, and like a boss. And Don is our returning champion. Don, what will you choose?
Nintendo, sir.
All right, for 200?
Sure, why not?
All right. Well, Nolan North voiced the main character of this Metroid-like XBLA game. Nobody plays XBLA. Doot-doot-doot. The answer, of course, is, what is Shadow Complex? An excellent game, one of the only ones...
I couldn't remember that title. I was thinking of Shadow One for some reason.
It's kind of a generic title, really.
Kind of, sort of.
Kind of, sort of. Go again, sir.
Let's go for the next one.
All right, 400.
Yeah.
This poorly received entry in the Ratchet & Clank series was almost entirely limited to variations on arena battles.
All right!
Tyler.
What is Ratchet & Clank Deadlock?
I'm going to give you that. It's just Ratchet Deadlock, but yes, you got the thrust of it.
Yeah, that was the fourth PS2 game, right?
It was.
All right,
was
cool. Terrible. I was nervous it was the new downloadable one, but I was like, that's not it yet.
No, I hope that never comes to PSN. All right, Tyler, the board is yours.
I'll take Nintendo for
six.
The next. Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay. Mutant Dinosaurs in Space was the theme of this terrible Xbox game.
All right!
Tyler.
What is Dino Crisis 3?
Hell yeah.
All right, and I'll take the next available question in the same category.
800, it is. The Neo Geo Pocket Color, launched in 1999, was able to link to this unrelated console in order to trade information between games.
All right!
Tyler again.
What is the Dreamcast?
Damn, son!
It was weird. It was a weird hookup. That was some early connectivity, and it was weird.
Yeah, it was. Very early, and didn't make any sense at all.
Oh, was it that question because of the namesake to the show? With the connectivity?
Well, no, but yeah, let's say yes. Let's say yes now. you want to finish it off?
Yes, please.
Okay. It's the name of the deity guiding the wanderer in Shadow of the Colossus. Doot, doot, doot. Who is Dorman? Board is still yours, Tyler.
I'll do hardware for 200.
All right, hardware hijinks. Once Link collects this handy item, the second player can provide a helping hand in Wind Waker.
Are you okay?
Justin.
It's the Game Boy Advance?
Well, once Link collects the handy item. Tyler's buzzed in like three times. Tyler.
What is the Tingle Tuner?
Yes, sir.
Oh.
All right, sir. Go again.
The next 400. Please.
Next 400. Okay. Introduced in Diamond and Pearl, this catch-all piece of hardware allowed the player to access a wealth of different DS-specific apps.
All right!
Tyler again.
What is the Pokégear?
Yes, sir.
Same category, 600.
This Super NES first-person shooter was one of only two games released in North America that supported the Super FX2 chip, which it utilized for map rotation.
Are you okay?
Justin.
I'm going to guess Yoshi's Safari.
No, sir. Doot-doot-doot. You'll never believe it, but it's Doom.
Oh, I was gonna guess Doom, but now when you're playing, you don't want to lose that money.
That's true. I can't believe they ported Doom to the SNES, my lord.
Yeah.
Couldn't have been very good.
I think I've played it and it's not very good.
No. I like the N64 one though.
BFG is the big fun gun in the SNES version.
Really?
I'll just continue the category. I guess it's 800 is left?
800, yep.
Thank you.
In 1989, Nintendo released an NES bundle containing the console itself, two controllers, the Zapper, a triple game cartridge, and this DDR-like accessory.
Are you okay?
Justin.
What is the power pad?
Power pad is correct. Well done. I had one of those. I think I broke it by playing that marathon game too much when I was little.
You mean you didn't just slap it with your hands?
No, I'm not going to cheat. I didn't know that. I was like 10.
Cheating is for losers.
That's right. Justin, you want to finish it off?
Yeah, sure.
All right. SNES games like Sid Meier's Civilization and Utopia, The Creation of a Nation, were much easier to play with this interesting alternate controller.
All right!
That's Tyler.
What is the Super Nintendo mouse?
Yes, sir.
I was worried it had a real name, like the Super Mouse Pad deal.
I was surprised it didn't have a specific name.
I'll go for the Like a Boss for 200.
Nice. This huge dragon-type Pokemon is featured as a boss in the single-player mode of Smash Bros. Brawl.
Are you okay?
Justin.
What is, or who is Rayquaza?
Yes, sir.
We could just keep going in that category.
Okay. Yami, the final boss of Tatsunoko vs. Capcom, is also the final boss of this Zelda-like PS2 and Wii game.
Aha!
Don.
Okami?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right, Don, what do you want?
Let's just continue, sir.
Okay, this, sir, is the Daily Double.
Ooh!
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do! So you can bet up to your value, up to your score of 400.
Let's take 200.
Okay, 200. This boss of the Hive Fortress in Metroid Prime 2 must be scanned 5 separate times if you want a complete logbook.
Oh. No.
Got nothing?
No.
Okay. The answer is who is Quadraxis? That huge, towering, four-legged robot. That was a hard-ass fight, but it was fun. All right, Don, keep on going, sir.
Yeah, that's good to continue.
Keep doing it. Yeah. For 800. Mm-hmm. One of Beautiful Joe's more memorable bosses, this big green rhino wielded a giant axe and rode a bitchin' motorcycle. Who is Hulk Davidson?
Damn it!
I was like, wrestler? I couldn't remember.
Oh, yeah. That's a good way to remember it. All right, 1,000.
Yeah.
Most, but not all, of the Battletoads games feature this villainess as the final boss. We've all played Battletoads, right?
And we all got to the end, right?
Oh, of course, for the Game Genie.
Well, you could see her in the cutscene.
Yeah, you can. Nothing? Wow, alright. Who is the Dark Queen?
Oh, I was like, gonna get the Night Queen.
I probably would have given it to you.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Alright, Don, you get to go again.
Which categories are left, sir?
We still got, we're running through these. We've still got Good Eats and Potent Quotables.
Let's go for Potent Quotables.
200. Buy something, will ya? Anybody? Bueller?
I'm going to be mad when I hear it.
Oh, you are going to be mad, because it's the original Legend of Zelda.
Oh.
So there you go.
Let's continue.
Okay. This, for 400. This is the greatest handgun ever made. The Colt Single Action Army.
All right!
Tyler.
What is Metal Gear Solid 3?
Oh my God, so close. No. Also, it's a Nintendo game. Oh yeah, it's on a 3DS, but no, it's not that.
Aha!
Don.
Twin Snakes?
Yes, sir.
Let's continue.
Ocelot's Greatest Line. This one's easy. You guys will all get this at the same time. 600. Mother, time to go.
Aha!
Don.
Metroid.
I need more.
Other M?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't want to say Other M. Oh.
Nope, nobody does. Nobody wants to acknowledge that game.
Let's continue, sir.
All right, 800. Can you endure this harsh training? Nobody? All right. What is Kid Icarus? All right, 1,000. Last one in potent quotables. Who will rule the new Earth? Earth spelled with a U.
Are you okay?
Justin.
What is Primal Rage?
You've listened to this show before. All right, that's it for potent quotables. You want to just start with good eats?
Sure, go ahead.
All right. For 200, it's the Blob's favorite candy.
All right!
Tyler.
What is a jelly bean?
Indeed it is.
Continue the category.
All right. Everyone's favorite heroes in a half shell get their energy from this food.
Are you okay?
Justin.
What is pizza?
Indeed it is. And here we keep going here, 600. Link stores this dairy product in one of his bottles in Ocarina of Time.
Are you okay?
Justin.
What is Lon Lon milk?
Yes, sir. For 800, if Kirby scarfs down one of these, he'll regain 2 units of energy.
All right!
Is that Tyler already? Tyler.
What is it, Maximum Tomato?
Nope.
Could you repeat the question for me?
Why not? If Kirby scarfs down one of these, he'll regain 2 units of energy.
Oh, man.
What is a pep brew? Pep brew. All right. Final one for good eats. 1,000 points. You could probably eat this lunar treasure that Scrooge McDuck finds.
Are you okay?
Justin.
What is an ice cream?
No, sir. Did anyone play DuckTales?
Yeah, I played it the other day. I'm pretty sure I remember ice cream.
Oh, okay. Well, it's the lunar treasure that he finds at the end of the moon stage. It's green cheese. Oh, that's all right. We still got a whole nother Jeopardy to go. Double Jeopardy, in fact, where all the points are double. So, okay, so here's the score update. Tyler, way in the lead with 3,500. Why did I write 99? I'm going to say 3,600. Justin and Don are both tied with 1,200. All right, sir. Pick one. At random.
Let's do location.
Okay, that's a good category. For 400, there's a bad moon falling in this time-driven world.
Aha!
Don.
Majora's Mask.
I don't want the name of the game. I want the place name.
Oh.
I'm not going to take points away from that. That wasn't clear. Tyler.
What is Termina?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
I needed that time. I needed that time to remember. I was like, oh, my God, what's the stupid name?
Want to keep going or pick a different category, Tyler?
I'll keep it simple. Just keep going.
Okay. For 800. Mario is forced to clean up the goo covering this tropical island in Super Mario Sunshine.
Are you okay?
Justin.
What is Isle Delfina?
Yes, sir. Keep going?
Yep.
This colorful course has only become more complex and hazardous with each passing Mario Kart title.
All right!
What is Rainbow Road?
Yes, sir. For 1600, it's the rather unimaginative name of the ruined Chozo City in Metroid Zero Mission.
All right!
Tyler.
What is Chozo Ruins?
Kind of. That's the name of them in Super Metroid. But not the other one. Nobody else? What is Chodozia?
Ugh. That is awful.
It's a stupid name. All right, last one for 2000. It's the second largest island after Woohoo in Wii Sports Resort and Pilot Wings Resort.
Aha!
Done.
I think it was called Wedge Island.
Wedge Island is what you're saying. No, it's not Wedge Island. No.
Are you sure about that? Because it could be different in the PAL version.
Okay. Well, the answer I have is Private Island.
I'm pretty sure it was called Wedge Island in some form of capacity.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
All right. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and give that to you because I don't know any better.
Well, that's fair enough.
All right. Well, I'll give it to you. Listeners, if any of you can prove either of us wrong, please do so and talk back.
Yeah, we aren't sure, really.
I have no idea. All right, yeah. Don, pick a category, sir.
Let's see. Let's go for Launch Fever.
Launch Fever, okay, 400.
Yeah.
You could also buy this Wii game, launch game, on the GameCube.
All right!
Tyler.
What is Twilight Princess? Legend of Zelda?
Yes. Very good. Keep going?
Oh, yes, of course, I'm sorry.
Okay, no, you're good. This GameCube game's tutorial stage had players shooting Womp Rats.
All right!
Tyler.
What is Rogue Squadron 2? Star Wars
yeah,
Rogue Squadron, Rogue Leader?
Rogue Leader, yeah.
Okay, sorry. Oh, and good. I will continue.
Okay. This series has only had entries for the launches of the Super Nintendo, N64, and 3DS.
Aha!
Don, Justin buzzed in too quick.
Pilot Wings.
Yes, sir. All right, keep going, Don?
Yeah, let's continue.
All right. This Game Boy launch game was given the Rebirth treatment on WiiWare a few years ago.
All right!
Tyler.
What is Castlevania? Circle
Need
of the
more.
Moon?
No.
Aha!
Don?
Castlevania The Adventure.
Yes, the Castlevania Adventure is correct.
Or on WiiWare Castlevania The Adventure Rebirth.
Rebirth, yep. And it was damn good.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, for 2000, Nintendo EAD developed this Yoshi-centric launch game for the Nintendo DS.
All right!
What is Yoshi Touch and Go?
Yes, sir.
I'll go with Flavorful, please.
So this is basically before and after.
Okay.
Okay, so for 400, a four-player Mario game plus a first-party game that leveraged Motion Plus. Nobody? I figured this one would be easy. Here we go. What is New Super Mario Bros. Wii Sports Resort?
Oh. I knew what to do. Oh, God. That's
this is a weird-ass category, sir.
Okay, so for 800 on this. The Shantae sequel meets a Genesis and Virtual Console Shinobi sequel.
All right!
What is Shantae Risky's Revenge of Shinobi?
Yes, sir. I was wondering if anyone would get that. All right, for 12, Rocksteady's first superhero game plus a generic superhero-themed massive multiplayer online RPG. Oh, I guess it's their second superhero game. Plus the All right, Tyler.
What is Batman Arkham City of Heroes?
Yes. 16. A beloved Super Nintendo TMNT game meets a equally beloved Free Radical GameCube first-person shooter.
All right!
Tyler.
What is TMNT Turtles in Time Splitters? 2.
Yes.
And then I was like, Time Splitters, and then I was like, oh, did he say GameCube? And I was like, 2. All right.
This is the most weird-ass concept I've seen.
Right?
It's an actual Jeopardy.
It's Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
Huh.
Last one for 2000. A musical Final Fantasy game plus a beat heavy minigame collection on Wii.
Are you okay?
Justin.
What is Final Fantasy The Rhythm Heaven Fever?
I'm going to give you that. It's Theater Rhythm Fever Heaven. But I'm going to give you that because that was a little tougher. Very good. Very good. I'm going to do more. That category is going to become standard.
Oh, God.
All right. Justin, what do you got, sir?
Sorry, what's left?
Talon 4 Field Guide or Holy Cats?
Let's do the Talon Field Guide.
I hope you guys played a lot of Metroid.
I hope the answer is Metroid to one of them.
Why doesn't Metroid ever take her helmet off? So for 400, these suicidal bat-like creatures catapult themselves towards Samus and explode.
Are you okay?
Justin.
What is the Shriek Bat?
Shriek Bat. All right. I want to keep going on this?
Yeah.
Okay. For 800, this variety of Metroid splits in two after taking enough damage.
Are you okay?
Justin.
What is a fission Metroid?
Well done. All right. For 12, these huge predators of the Fendrana Drifts use ice-cold energy blasts to freeze their prey.
Are you okay?
Justin.
What is a Seagoth?
Yes, I pronounce it Seagoth, but I'll take Seagoth. 16, stay away from the acidic gas that these creatures expel after being killed. Doot-doot-doot, what are puffers?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember, like, game knowledge at, like, 5 a.m. in the morning, so cheers.
I forgive you.
It's crazy, these names are so simple. It's just Seagoth is the only one that's like, okay, whatever. But the other ones are like, very self-explanatory.
Indeed, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
So the last one here is a daily double for Justin, I believe. Justin, you can, let's just do a quick score update here, tell you what you can bet here. You have $6,400, sir.
Oh, geez.
You can make it a true daily double or not. You can bet up to your total, and you will lose double what you say.
Let's bet 400 on that.
400, okay. These insectoid burrowers don't take too kindly to any small round object that comes into their territory. I will do that, and the answer is, what are triclops? The last category is holy cats. Can't believe it took you that long to get to holy cats. But here we go. For 400, cats were added to this 3DS launch game, which itself is a sequel to a DS launch game.
All right!
Was Nintendogs and cats?
Yeah. All right. Keep going on this. For 800, this feline femme fatale will get a revamp in an upcoming Wii U launch game.
All right!
Tyler.
What is a Batman Arkham City?
But who's the femme fatale?
Oh, sorry, Catwoman.
Yes. Catwoman.
Oh, Lord. Apologies.
Her new costume looks stupid.
The blue highlights and stuff?
It looks like something out of League of Legends or, or Guild Wars 2.
Or City of Heroes.
Or City of Heroes. All right, we'll keep going on this. 1200. This inventive developer spends his days posting pictures of his cat on Twitter.
All right!
Tyler.
Who is Masahiro Sakurai?
Yes, sir. His cat is so cute.
It is. It's strangely. It's like, just so oddly cute.
But hold on now. You're getting the second daily double.
Uh-oh.
Tyler.
Okay.
So you can... Oh, Jesus, no, I have to add again.
Well, I'm probably not going to bid a lot.
Please hold... Hold on, you might have a whole lot of money to bet with. Good God, Tyler, you have 10,800 points.
Okay.
How much do you want to bet?
I'll just do 400, please. And then it's doubled, right? So I lose 800? Okay, yeah, so 400.
You lose 800. Okay. This support character has a crush on Falco in Star Fox 64.
Who's Crystal?
Oh, that hurts. No, oh, that's no. Fox's wolf girlfriend. Not a cat. This is Cat Monroe.
Oh, I wouldn't have gotten the last name, so. I was like, it's probably, I was like, maybe it's Cat, but I knew Crystal, so. But she's not a cat.
You.
Oh, that's pretty ridiculous.
Okay, here we go. Are you ready for your 2,000 point question? The new one, because the first one never existed. Here we go. For 2,000. This Super Nintendo licensed movie platformer featured lots of big cats, big African cats.
All right!
Tyler.
What is Lion King?
Thank you. All right, so at game's end, what do we got? None of you are going to make it anywhere near Tyler, but Don, you have 4,000 points.
All right, it's better than the last time.
Tyler, you have an obscene number of points.
Woohoo!
You have 10,000 points.
$10,000, correct?
Dollars.
From
yes,
you?
Sir. Yeah.
Yes. So, like, I don't know. I've listened before, but no one's ever mentioned, like, when they get the money. I've never heard.
We haven't figured that out yet.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, I can...
You're basically getting a dollar every single week.
Oh.
Yes, for the rest of your life.
Through PayPal, and they take away their dollar fee, so...
Yes, exactly. Oh, it all evens out.
Okay, that's good. As long as someone's losing that dollar, I'm okay.
There you go. And then, Justin, you've got $5,600. All right. It's Final Jeopardy, so what's going to happen with this is I'm going to give you the category. You're going to send me with individual private chats your mm-hmm. wager.
Yep.
And then I will read the question, and then you'll do the same thing for your answer.
I see.
So I will read the category now. It is the NWR newscast. Okay, and we got Justin's in, so here we go. I will read the question, and then you will have 30 seconds to answer it, or the answer, I guess. Episode 61 of the NWR newscast featured the tearful farewell of this beloved cast member. You have 30 seconds. Because everyone answered, wrote in their answers. So, let's go with Don first. He's in last place.
Okay.
And Don wagered $500, and yep. his answer was Nathan, by which I assume he means Nathan Mustafa, mm-hmm. which is correct, sir.
Yep.
I
wasn't very confident, as usual, with the Final Jeopardy question.
Beloved Nathan Mustafa, who we miss every day. But he's been on a few bonus episodes of Connectivity.
Well, I've talked to him. I talk to him on Twitter usually all the time. He's nice.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
I've met him a few times. He came to my house for episode 61, and we sat and recorded together.
Oh.
It was pretty amazing. Okay, so Justin's in next place. He wagered $100, and his answer is, I really don't know.
Got to be honest.
That's the best policy. So you end the game with $5,500. And finally, we come to Tyler Olu, our Lord Almighty reigning champion, with $12,000. He wagered a whopping zero. And his answer is no clue. Well, sir, good bet. Tyler wins with $12,000. Justin's in second place with $5,500, and Don's in third with $4,500. Well, that's Jeopardy, folks. I hope you enjoyed it. Tyler, we'll have to have you back.
Woohoo!
We will have to have you fighting Pedro.
Yes, I remember that episode. Oh, my God.
That would be pretty epic.
Well, earlier when you said Mets dominated, I was like, I thought there was someone else that just killed it.
Yeah, Pedro was on that episode, and Johnny steamrolled him. So actually, it would be interesting to have you, Johnny, and Pedro all in one game.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Who was the winner of the Radio Free Nintendo one?
Oh, Lord. Was it James?
I can't remember.
I can't either. I just friggin' did that.
It should be a four-way between all champions.
Yeah, that's true. You were on that.
Yeah, I was on that, but I can't remember.
Guillaume.
I think it was James.
Yeah, I think it was James too. Maybe James. Oh, James and Guillaume tied. That's right.
It's time to flip a coin.
We'll have to have them both on, playing as one person. So there you have it, folks. I hope you guys, the contestants, enjoyed yourselves. We'll have to do this again sometime. And I guess that's it. See everybody next game.
Yep. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Bye.
Katina is battling the enemy. Will you help them out?
Affirmative, General.
Hang on, guys. Help is on the way. Fox, you made it!
Bill, is that you? I don't believe it.
We can catch up later, Fox.
It's hard to tell the good guys from the bad. I've got one!
Husky unit, cover the base. There's one down. Enemy mothership approaching.
Time for a little payback.
Enemy down! Wait, that was one of ours! Go for the four hatches on the underside!
Location confirmed. Sending supplies.
Here they come!
The hatches are open! I won't let you get away from me!
Hey! He was mine!
Man, there's just no end to these guys.
Bulldog unit, don't let anything through! All units report! There's some sort of energy reaction! Has appeared. Stand by to attack. Hurry up! Take out that core! Yeehaw! You did it! Take care, Fox!
You too, Bill.
I'm glad we're on the same team, Fox.
You owe me one.
Welcome to another edition of Who Wants to Be a Nintendo Heir? I'm your host, Neil Ronahan, and with me for this special 50th episode of Connectivity, we have the show's creator, Andy Gergen.
What's going on, Neil?
Not too much. We also have Patrick Barnett.
Hello.
Who I believe...
Back again.
Yes. And then our last contestant is last episode's, I guess, best contestant... Scott Thompson.
Which is really saying something. Yeah. Pleasure to be back, Neil.
Yes. All right, so if you do not know how the game is played, it's basically like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, but with Nintendo questions. We have the same 100, 200, 300, 500, 1,000, except for it's not money, it's just points. I think the high score is still 1,000 points, I think.
Yep.
Wait, Scott, did you not make it to 1,000? Because I think Zach and I did the first time.
No, I got to 1,000.
Oh, okay, so
yeah, Neil, you got to the 8,000 point question, but you gave up and lost.
Yeah. All right, so the 1,000 points is our record right now, and we have three lifelines, much like the show. There is a Ask the Audience, which in this case would be the other two people who aren't in it. There's a 50-50, which I'll use a random number generator to kick out two of the wrong answers. And then there's the Google I'm feeling lucky answer that we're trying to make it actually work. I don't know how much was kept in from our struggles before, but basically Google Instant Search kind of nips that in the bud, but we should have that fixed. So how that works is that basically you have the opportunity to type in one Google search string, hit I'm feeling lucky, and then you have 15 seconds to look at that. So let's get started. We are going to start off with the fastest finger to see who goes in round one of Who Wants to Be a Nintendo-ware. Are you ready?
Yes,
I am ready.
All right. The question for this one is, organize these North American system launch dates from the earliest in the year to the latest in the year, as in, like, not year, but the earliest month and date. Super Nintendo, Nintendo 64, GameCube, and Wii. And North American. So.
That was a tough one. I don't think I got it right.
I'm convinced I didn't get it right.
No one got it right.
You have a few of these, right, Neil?
Patrick, his was Nintendo 64, Super Nintendo, Wii, and GameCube. That was incorrect. Scott's was Nintendo 64, Super Nintendo, Wii, and GameCube. Also incorrect. Andy's was Nintendo 64, Super Nintendo, Wii, and GameCube. And it's actually the order that I set it in is the order that it was. Super Nintendo was out in August. Nintendo 64 was out in September. The GameCube was out on November 18th, and the Wii was out on November 19th, which, I know, I'm an asshole.
Okay.
Well, that'll do it for the show. No contestants this week. All right. See you next time.
I will move on to the second fastest finger and come up with something while we are discussing for another one. So for this one, order the following Kirby releases in chronological order. Kirby's Dream Land 2, Kirby Superstar, Kirby's Dream Land 3, and Kirby's Adventure. And the same thing is 1, 2, 3, 4. You can just use that. All right, and Scott got it correct first. The correct answer is Kirby's Adventure, Dream Land 2, Superstar, and then Dream Land 3. I believe Kirby's Adventure was 93, Dream Land 2 was 94, Superstar was 96, and Dream Land 3 was 97.
So, oh, congratulations, sir.
Thank you very much.
Scott is moving on to the first round of Who Wants to Be a Nintendo-ware? And he seems to be he's good. He's got fast fingers.
Well, so, the last game where I won fastest finger, I was actually the slowest, but I was just the only one who got it right. So.
All right. So, how are you feeling? You feeling good today? You think that Sklin's kicked the crap out of me, so these questions are a little bit easier?
I hope so. I don't know why, but in this game show, I always get so nervous. So once again, I've made myself a mixed drink. I'm feeling good, and I'm ready to go.
Alright, our first question for 100 points. What was the first game to feature Wario as a playable character? Is it A, The Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening, B, Wario Land Super Mario Land 3, C, Super Mario 64, or D, Donkey Kong Country 2?
See, now this is more like it. B, Wario Land Super Mario Land 3.
That is correct for 100 points. And now we're just going to move right along to the 200 point question. The late great developers of Bomberman and Bonk, Hudson, made this Wii Sports clone, which had 4 iterations. Is it Red Steel, Wii Sports Resort, Deca Sports, or Imagine Sports Babies?
Deca Sports C.
That is correct for 200 points. Alright, I feel like I've had some kind of will taken out of me by how easy these questions are. But I guess so goes. So are you feeling any more confident now, Scott?
Yeah, well, I'm feeling a little better. I switched back to water.
just throw out the mixed drink, moving on.
Yeah.
All right, for 300 points, Robomoto, the developers of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater HD, previously worked on the series on the two skateboard peripheral games, Tony Hawk Ride and this game. Is it A, Tony Hawk Sack Tap, B, Tony Hawk Shaun White Skateboarding The Blob, Tony Hawk Shred, or D, Tony Hawk Kickflip McTwist?
C, Tony Hawk Shred.
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
That is correct. All right. Don't worry, it's going to get harder soon.
I know, I'm ready.
Once we get to the 1,000 pointer, then it goes back to hell.
The word of the day is overcompensating.
All right, for 500 points, the fourth Rabbids game, released in 2009, was most like this series. Is it A, Wii Sports, B, Katamari Damacy, Ratchet and Clank, or D, New Super Mario Brothers?
B, Katamari, final answer.
Is it, all right, that is correct. I liked Rabbids Go Home. It was a very good game.
Yeah, it was. That was a good question. That was a little more challenging.
I really enjoyed that game. I think Ubisoft has talked about making a sequel to that game, and I would love to see that.
Yeah, anything with the rabbits outside of a minigame collection is okay with me.
Because the characters are kind of fun. They get grading over time, but for the most part, they're kind of fun. So for 1,000 points and your first plateau, which means you'll be guaranteed to match your total from before, what was another game that Platinum Games made for Nintendo systems before Project P100? A, Resident Evil 2, B, Mad World, C, The Last Story, or D, Metroid Prime?
It should be B, Mad World.
Is that your final answer?
That is my final answer.
You are correct for 1,000 points. You've made it to your first plateau. How are you feeling? Do you think you're going to make it far?
I can hear the music in my ears like swelling right now and really celebrating the achievement.
Make it deep into this game of Nintendoware.
I'm hoping. I want to take the all-time lead.
All right. For 2,000 points, what was the last Guitar Hero game to come out? Was it A, Guitar Hero 5, B, Guitar Hero On Tour Decades, C, Rock Band Blitz, or D, Guitar Hero Warriors of Rock?
Well, obviously not Rock Band Blitz. I'm leaning towards Warriors of Rock. You know what? But then On Tour Decades. You know what? I'll go ahead and use my Feeling Lucky lifeline.
Alright. I guess let me know when you're set up and then I'll start counting down.
Okay. So I've typed it. Now I just tell you right when I hit I'm Feeling Lucky?
Yes.
Okay, and then I'm clicking it now.
Five seconds. And you are out of time.
Okay.
Come up with the answer.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Guitar Hero Warriors of Rock.
Is that your final answer?
That is my final answer.
That is correct for 2,000 points.
Now, I got a little worried because they had it split into two sections on Wikipedia. It was like mainline games and then like spinoffs. And all I read was mainline. I was like, well, I'm just going to have to go with it.
Yeah. Guitar Hero Wars of Rock kind of sucked. 5 was very good, though. A very underrated and kind of overlooked rhythm game, I feel.
Yeah.
Because a lot of what that game introduced, Rock Band kind of stole in 3. Like the kind of that making it more of like the, you know, pick up and play at any time. That's what Guitar Hero 5 kind of added.
What was Guitar Hero 3's name? Because I thought Warriors of Rock was Guitar Hero 3. It sounds very similar, I think.
Legends of Rock?
Legends, okay.
Yeah, just pull it up, I'm curious.
Legends of Rock, yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
it was so close, that's what was throwing me off there.
That was the point. All right, so are you ready for the 4,000-point question, Scott?
I am.
All right. Following its debut in North America in 1999, what was the first year without a Mario Party title? 2002, 2004, 2006, or 2008?
Wow. Let's see here. Well, I know there was a Wii one, and it definitely must have come later. It didn't come out in 2006. It didn't come out that quickly, I don't believe. But I don't remember it coming out that late into the life cycle either. And then the other two, I mean, I would just be guessing, but there's that Wii one, Mario Party 8, I guess. Huh.
Which one of these years was the first one without a Mario Party title? It had impressive longevity. Even with the years it missed, it's still, I mean, we've had a ridiculous amount of Mario Party games.
Well, and now you have me, actually, yeah, maybe I didn't read the question correctly, so several of these years could have not had Mario Party games, but I'm looking for the first one to not have had a Mario Party game. Oh, okay. Because Mario Party 8 was probably 2007. Wow, okay. Let's go ahead and use my 50-50.
Alright, so it's going to leave you with 2004 and 2006, kicking out 02 and 08. I didn't mean for the 50-50 to be that douchey. It's all random.
No, I know. It's fine. Huh. Because the Wii one definitely didn't come out in 2006. Couldn't have. Was there one in 2004? Man. And, like, I feel like my Ask the Audience won't be very much good here. I don't think Patrick and Andy are the biggest Mario Party fans. Though I could be wrong. Well, just for the heck of it, let's go and I'll ask the audience.
All right. So you have, I guess, a minute to talk with them. Starting now.
All right, guys, what do you got?
I got nothing.
I'm thinking 2004.
That's just... Yeah, that sounds likely because I want to say that, like, 2006 is the last year of GameCube, and I want to say that that series was really sort of prolific right at the end of the GameCube era. They were coming out left and right. But not necessarily always in the middle of the GameCube era. It wouldn't be that shocking if one didn't come out in 04.
Hmm.
I'm trying to think of all the GameCube games that came out in 2006, but there wasn't a lot.
Yeah. Right, no, there weren't. We just did Nintendo Air. Oh yeah, that's good. We just did this Nintendo year, and I know there wasn't a Mario Party game, because it didn't come up. So I know there wasn't one in 2006.
Well, was there Thanks also not one in 2004?
I just realized that segment... Didn't answer our question.
You know what, with that, I bet there was one in 2004. I seriously doubt there's two answers in this list that both contain years where there wasn't one. I mean, I could be wrong, but...
But see, I don't know, the way the question's worded...
If you go from 99 to 2006, that's 8 years total, and there are seven games in that. So, I'd go 2006 if you know there's none in that period, assuming they did one a year.
Yeah, I think if it was me, I'd go with six as well.
All right, and you're out of time.
Okay, I should walk away so I can have the record of money, but I'm gonna say 2006.
Is that your final answer?
Regrettably, that is my final answer.
Too bad. You're moving on to play for 8,000 points.
Oh, you played it perfectly, Neil. All right, son of a bitch.
I've got the Wikipedia page up. I was thinking, I was like, please, Scott, think of that Nintendo year. I think you edited that.
I didn't, but I listened to it.
Okay. Good. So for any curious minds, I brought up the Wikipedia page because I figured we'd get to this point anyway. Here's how it went down. There were three on the Nintendo 64. The first one came out, actually, this is the Japanese year. I think it was 99, 2000, and 2001 for Mario Party 1, 2, and 3 in North America. And then 2002 through 5 had the four GameCube games. 2006, there was nothing. Then there was Mario Party 8. And then in 2012, that's when we had Mario Party 9. There was also a Game Boy Advance game that came out in 2005. And a DS game that came out in 2007.
Okay. And Mario Party 8 came out in 2007 as well, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So 2008 had no Mario Party, but it wasn't the first year without Mario Party. Okay.
Yeah, 2006 Tricky. Holds that distinction.
Okay.
All right. So you are out of lifelines, but you are now going for 8,000 points.
Sounds good.
All right, here's the 8,000 point question. Which studio made Excitebike 64? Is it A, Monster Games, B, Retro Studios, C, Left Field Productions, or D, NST?
Hmm. Well, it definitely wasn't Retro.
This is when we get back to my wheelhouse, by the way.
Yeah.
You can't tell.
This is probably what you had for 200.
Yes.
You know, I'm between Left Field and NST, but I think I'm going to go ahead and walk away.
Oh, you baby.
I have to.
You big baby.
I got to hold the record, Neil. I got to.
All right. Well, okay, so Scott, you were walking away. Let's just see if you could have moved on.
I'll say NST.
Well, you wouldn't have moved on, so good call.
Okay.
it was Left Field Productions.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I was leaning that way.
Yeah.
I thought Monster right off the bat, but then I was like, no, that's way too easy.
That's. I'm glad that I can still craft these questions where I can get people. I can control your thought process, because the idea of throwing in Monster is that you're gonna be like, oh, they did Excite Truck, but then hopefully you would think through it and realize like, wait a minute, that's the first game they did with Nintendo. And then realize it couldn't have been them.
Well, they also did Excitebike World Rally as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I knew for sure it wasn't Monster. It was just between those two. So, well, I'm glad I walked away.
Yes. Okay, I hope you guys know your Fire Emblem. Because the fastest finger for this round is organize these four Fire Emblem subtitles in order of release in North America. Radiant Dawn, Shadow Dragon, Awakening, and Sacred Stones. And Patrick got it correct.
Ah!
And
was I right?
No. Radiant Dawn was the Wii version. Sacred Stones was the first Sacred Stones was the second GBA one. Then Path of Radiance came out on GameCube. Radiant Dawn came out on Wii. Shadow Dragon was the DS remake of, I think, the first one. And Awakening's the 3DS one.
Shadow Dragon was the one I wasn't sure of.
Yeah. That's why I had Radiant Dawn and Path of Radiance in there. I was like, no. I can't do this. I don't want to be that much of a dick. All right, so Patrick, stepping on up to the plate. Do you think you've got what it takes to be a millionaire? Nintendo-ware. Something like that. All right. So what are you playing for this good night?
I'll play for Nintendo World Report.
Oh, a homer. a kiss-ass, if you will. So let's start off with the 100-point question, which is a good place to start.
All right.
The first Animal Crossing title released in North America was a GameCube port of a game that originally came out on this system. Game Boy Advance, Nintendo 64, Virtual Boy, or Dreamcast?
I am going to go B, Nintendo 64, final answer.
Yeah, you are correct for 100 points. You move on to the 200-point question. So far, you have beaten Zach.
Didn't he get the first question?
No, he didn't. Mike got the first one right.
Okay.
All right. for 200 points. Kirby was originally this color on the North American box art for Kirby Streamland. Polka dot, maroon, white, or brown?
I'm going to go C, white. Final answer.
That is correct. Moving right along to the 300-point question. All right, Patrick. Which one of these GameCube games received a Wii port? Banjo-Kazooie, Chibi-Robo, Mario Golf, Toadstool Tour, or Ogre Battle 64?
I believe it's Mario Golf, Toadstool Tour. Final answer.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
shit. Mario Golf Toadstool Tour is incorrect. The correct really? Answer is Chibi Robo.
Really?
it's the GBA one, isn't it?
No, Chibi Robo. Actually, Mario Golf Toadstool Tour is the GameCube version. Chibi Robo.
Oh,
is the
you're
game
right.
Game
it was
game
never.
Port.
It was never brought over
yes.
Wii.
Yep.
Oh,
I thought there was a Wii Select or whatever, a Mario Golf.
Mario Tennis.
Oh, that's what I'm mixing up.
You know, Neil, that one was a tad bit tougher than I think my 300. Where was my 300? Let's just compare. Here it is. Robomoto, the developers of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater HD, previously worked on the series on the two skateboarding peripheral games, Tony Hawk Ride and this game. There was Sack Tap, Sean White skateboarding to Blob, Shred, and Kickflip Twist. A tad bit tougher.
I was sabotaged.
Oh, wow.
Mike approved this.
Well, can we rewind time and let me say Chibi Robo?
I don't think so. I'm sorry, Patrick. We didn't do it for Mike and Zach.
Oh, well.
I was going to say, Andy, do you want to come on here or?
Sure.
All right. So this shit's going to be a lot harder for you.
Good.
Because we're going to start with the 100-point question for you is going to be my 500-point question here.
Okay.
And then at some point I'll probably go back over to the other game.
Okay.
Alright, so for 100 points, actually this one's probably easier than the one that I just did. Paper Mario series began life as Super Mario RPG 2. What did it wind up being called in Japan? Flat Paper Man Deluxe Triple Decker Supreme, Super Mario RPG, Mario Story, or Mario Golf?
I'm going to go with C, Mario Story.
That is correct for 100 points.
All right.
I knew that one, by the way.
Flat Paper Man Deluxe Triple Decker Supreme is a game I would like to play, however. I'd like to get a port of that on 3DS.
I think I forget what Mike's original recommendation for that one was, but it was something like Super Kawaii Paper Mario Man Extreme. So the 200-point question: in addition to its North American release, what other region did Excitebots come out in? A. Europe, B. Japan, C. Australia, or D. Korea?
Well, I know that there was the whole deal with Greg fasting until it came out in Europe, and I'm not sure it ever did. I don't remember him announcing grandly that it was released in Europe. Maybe I missed that episode of RFN. So with that in mind, I'm going to go ahead and say... Oh, man. I may regret this, but I'm going to go ahead and say... No, I don't want to say that. Let's go ahead and do 50-50.
Okay. Alright, it's going to leave you with Europe and Japan.
Alright, let's go ahead and go Japan, final answer.
That is correct. For 200 points. For an elevated 200 points. Glad I had. Alright, now it's I need to see which one.
200 S.
Yes.
S range. Right.
300 points. Alright. This one's an asshole question.
Great.
Which Mario game was represented in Super Mario Advance 2? Super Mario Bros. 2, Super Mario Bros. 3, Super Mario World, or Super Mario World 2, Yoshi's Island?
Oh boy, I actually might know this. Let me think through it though. I know Super Mario Advance 1 was Super Mario Bros. 2, so that's already off the list. Super Mario Advance 4 was Super Mario Bros. 3, so that's off the list.
For the lulz, that's what it was.
Yeah. Super Mario Advance 2, that would have been Super Mario World. C, final answer.
Yes, that is correct. For 300 points. That's what logic gets you.
That's right.
Alright, for 500 points, the Borderlands developers, Gearbox Software, brought this Sega franchise to a Nintendo platform. A. Jumbo Safari, B. Super Monkey Ball, C. Samba de Amigo, or D. Nights into Dreams.
Going C, Samba de Amigo, final answer.
That is correct for 500 points.
I just bought this game like a month ago.
Oh, damn.
It's not any good.
It's not. It's really bad.
And I'm a big fan of the Sega game. I had the two hard-to-find official Sega peripheral maracas for Dreamcast. They were not cheap, and when I sold them on eBay, they weren't cheap for whoever bought them from me either. They're a lot of fun. It's a great game. I wish there was a real way to play it.
Yeah, I mean, I always wanted to play it. I played it over at a friend's house when I was younger and then saw the Wii version. And I wound up getting the game and a set of maracas that, like, you put the Wii remote and the nunchuck in for a combined $12. So I'm not too upset about that, but it did kind of suck.
I paid $5 for it used.
All right, so your elevated 1,000-point question, as I'm starting to pull from both of the other Nintendoware games that I've had, that I had made up. There have been 11 main entries in the Fire Emblem series. How many will have been released, including Fire Emblem Awakening for 3DS, in North America by the end of 2013? A, 3, B, 5, C, 6, or D, 8?
I'm gonna use I'm feeling lucky for this.
I was going to say, if you paid attention to the fastest finger, which this question was clearly the inspiration for.
Then there's at least four.
So you could rule out A.
Alright, I'm going to go ahead and use I'm Feeling Lucky. I've got my Google search ready to go.
And you've made fire when ready.
Okay.
Five seconds. And time is up.
Crap. That is not a well-organized Wikipedia article.
Yeah, I was looking at it before. It's not.
Okay, well, I could ask the audience, but I'm not really sure that's going to get me anywhere. This is a really hard question. So.
No offense taken or anything.
Well... Crap, now you have me.
I mean, at this is the 1,000-point question. If you get this right, you hit the plateau. If you walk away from here...
You know what, you're absolutely right. Let's go ahead and ask the audience.
All right. So you have a minute starting now.
All right, well,
you can add Path of Radiance, which bumps it up to 5 total, including the fastest finger.
That's the 3DS one?
No, GameCube.
Oh, GameCube. Okay, so GameCube. So there was 2 on GBA, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
2 on GBA, 2 on GameCube, 1 on Wii. Does that sound right?
Yeah. There was one on DS.
Was there 2?
Yeah, there was 1 on GameCube.
Right? So 2 on GBA, 1 on GameCube, that's 3.
1 on Wii.
1 on Wii, that's 4. And then 1 on 3DS, that's 5. Is that all we got?
There's the DS one.
There was a DS one. Okay, so 6.
Shadow Dragon.
Okay. All right.
I'm not sure if there were 2 more. Though.
I can't think of 2 more.
I can't think
between 5 and 6.
Okay. Let's go ahead and go. Neil, let's go ahead and go C6. Final answer.
That is correct.
Woo!
Yes, guys. There was. I think in that range, there was another DS one that never got brought over because it was kind of late in the game. It was another remake. But yeah, congrats.
I was gonna save your help for a harder question, Scott. That's all.
That's all right.
All right.
We made it together.
C, So the 2,000 point question, which used to be an 8,000 point question, we're gonna get to a point where these don't actually add up.
Okay.
What Nintendo baseball game was canceled even though it was completed? Ken Griffey Jr.'s Slugfest, Ichiro's Winning Run, Nintendo Pennant Chase Baseball, or Home Run King?
The answer is C, Nintendo Pennant Chase Baseball. Final answer.
That is correct. Under a different person, that would have been nearly impossible.
That's mm-hmm. been discussed on multiple podcasts, and I think there was even some sort of a... We attempted to interview the You interviewed the guy who completed it, but he wouldn't talk about it.
I was going to say, I don't know if I've aired that story on a podcast before, but I did. I loved like the Ken Griffey baseball games for Super Nintendo and N64, so I was super excited for Pennant Chase Baseball. And I went and hunted down some people from Exile Interactive. I think those are they developed it, and then I think they closed down kind of shortly after it all went to shit. And his response was basically like, the game was done, it was awesome, Nintendo never wanted to release it. I have nothing else to say about this game.
Wow.
And that was the only response I got. He's like, what else is there to say? They just never wanted to fucking release it. He was not a happy camper. All right, moving over to the 4,000 point question. Capcom released a Harvey Birdman video game that was similar to the Phoenix Wright series. What notable Wii developer made it? A. WayForward, B. Endspace, C. High Voltage Software, or D. Next Level Games?
Oh, boy. High Voltage Software did not make that game. I'm pretty sure that they were not notable until Conduit came out. WayForward is a possibility. I don't think it would have been Endspace either. So I'm torn between Next Level and WayForward. But did Next Level make were they a notable Wii developer? I'm blanking on what Next Level does, and I'm not. Developers are not my strong suit. Blanking on what Next Level has done. I know I'll kick myself when I find out, though. WayForward is a little too obvious because they made other animated... They've made other games where animation is the theme of the game, so to speak. I don't think it was Endspace, and I don't think it was High Voltage. You know what? I don't think it was WayForward. Let's go ahead and go with Next Level Games, final answer.
Is that your final answer?
That is my final answer.
Well, Andy, you're wrong.
Oh.
The correct answer was the first thing that you ruled out, High Voltage Software.
Really?
Yes. They made it for Capcom. I believe it came out earlier in the year, like a couple months before the Conduit came out. No Next kidding. Level Games made Punch-Out, the Mario Striker series, and they're currently working on Luigi's Mansion
Punch-Out.
2.
Punch-Out was what I would kick myself when I heard it, and I am kicking myself right now. What has Endspace done on Wii? They've made DS games. I know they've made the Call of Duty games for DS.
I'm trying to think, actually. I'm gonna have to look this up. Because I know they have made Wii games, just I don't think anything was really that great. Hannah Montana the movie.
Okay.
Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2, which I think you reviewed, didn't you?
I reviewed for the DS one.
Okay, which they also made.
Okay.
They did some WiiWare stuff, Target Toss Pro... and they also made Tron Evolution's Battle Grids.
I wouldn't call them a notable Wii developer. Yeah. I'd probably call them
but
a
they
notable
did have
DS
Winter,
developer.
If you do remember that.
Winter?
It was a survival horror game that they were prototyping on Wii that never got picked up.
Huh.
It was basically like The Conduit, but like the year before. And never got released.
Well, I'm surprised that High Voltage did that. I remember hearing people say that when Conduit was coming out that we didn't know what these guys were capable of because they hadn't really made anything before. But yeah. Interesting. Well, I guess you live and you learn. I'm back to 1,000, tied with everyone but Scott, who is
he's a genius in retrospect.
Yes.
I feel like I do so terribly, and then just by like matter of circumstance, like Andy got really like the short end of the stick there. I mean, he had to start with harder.
He's still I'm impressed that
I'm happy with my performance.
He answered hard questions. Yeah. He should honorarily be at least.
Yeah, well, Scott, you were the 4,000 pointer.
And I'm very, very, very sorry, Patrick. I still feel very bad.
There was a mess up in QA.
No. I'll be back with a vengeance. Yes. And take it down.
I'm gonna need to get kicked the fuck out of my role. I still have like an entire game left over.
We need to have a round of Patrick, Mike, and Zach, the people who have just lost in the first like four questions. That's what needs to happen.
Although I do know that there were some people that talked a little shit. I think one of the new guys, Tyler.
He said that they weren't hard. Yeah. He would have gotten them all.
And I mean, I think we might have a situation where we might have to get some of those challengers on, and then I will not let up.
Right. And he has to at least get to 1,000 points or he's off the staff.
Yep. That would be a good way to do Nintendoware in the future. You know, you are producing, guess what? You go to the cage.
I'm back on this stupid Fire Emblem Wikipedia page. This is so not.
It is a bad Wikipedia page.
It's got a lot of information, but the list is so dense with text.
Yeah.
You have to scroll way down to get to it too.
Someone's got a fall project they get to work on.
Yeah.
Cleaning up the Fire Emblem Wiki.
So 50 episodes, guys.
We made it.
Hey, Andy, you want to know something fucked up?
What's that?
If we count the newscast numbering, we've been doing this for about 110 plus episodes.
Wow.
We've been doing it for newscast started a little over 3 years ago.
Yeah, it was, May of 2009?
No, early August.
Okay.
It might have been late. I think we might have recorded in late July and it got put up in August, maybe.
I'm trying to remember, I'm suddenly blanking on what year I actually joined staff. Was it 09 or 08?
Yeah, it was 2009.
Okay, because it was one of the first things I did when I joined staff was I sent an email out prompting the restarting up of the newscast, which had gone dormant.
Yeah, I think that happened almost exactly 3 years ago that you did that.
Yeah, I remember because I joined staff and then immediately had to go to some like retreat for work, and I spent the entire time like refreshing my email, super excited about getting started on the site. There was even like a staff meeting that I like hightailed it from a company dinner back to my hotel room to join in on. I was excited. I'm still excited.
Yeah, I love this shit, or else I wouldn't put so much time into it.
When I was emailed, contacted by Lindemann to join, it was completely unexpected, out of the blue, and one of the best things that happened to me that year. I mean, it was just fantastic.
And you're still here, 3 years later.
I'm still here. I'm still kicking. I was gone for a little bit, just a little bit.
I mean, you had a kid. It makes sense.
I had a kid.
Scott stayed around, though. I mean, just saying.
That's right. It's been about a year? How long has it been since you joined, Scott?
Yeah, my year last anniversary
summer.
was July.
Yep.
Right on.
July, like middle of July or something like that.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so it's been pretty crazy. Which my first podcast I was an hour late to because you gave me the time in the wrong time zone.
Yep.
I sure did. I sure did.
You did.
And
absolutely.
That was also the disaster of a podcast that was Nathan's last full-time
appearance. That was Scott's first episode, wasn't
yep.
it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, not a disaster. It was probably one of the better newscast episodes from a comedic standpoint.
It was amazing.
Nathan is hilarious, especially when he doesn't care at all about what he's doing.
Because that was the one where Nathan and Zach were in the same room.
Yes. That's the only reason Nathan was there, because he was effectively done before that.
Yeah, because I was actually, I listened to that recently because Zach and I were talking about it, and it's just funny because I'm like, and guys, Ghost Trick is really good, and then just, you know, talk about bullshit and how, like, Nathan saw a naked woman in a hotel lobby. It's a very good episode.
It's funny because if you listen to it, it's It's basically you trying desperately to talk about video games and Nathan trying desperately to talk about anything else for about 60 minutes.
Yep.
I edited that episode too, so that was a treat for me, my first episode to edit.
Yeah. And Scott occasionally chimes in being like, hey guys, I'm here.
Which I came an hour late and then my audio track, like Audacity crashed halfway through. And so I actually lost like the last like 15 minutes. So I had to like carefully cut out any reference to me because I couldn't, I had no audio. So. If you listen to that, you'll notice that I talk a good amount and like after like the 45 minute mark and I just disappear after about like 55 minutes. So.
I've had that before.
Did Zach and Nathan have separate audio tracks or were they on one track?
I think they had separate ones. Track. Or they were one track? Okay.
One track, I'm almost positive.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Yeah, good times. And then I think like, what, maybe 2-3 months after I joined, I think we rebooted as Connectivity.
Yeah.
We have been talking about it for such a long time. We had many email threads about rebooting the show even before you joined staff. Like, it was just this topic of conversation. We went on and on and on.
Because
and on
we weren't really doing newscast after a while. It just kind of became that show that we did where we talked about games occasionally.
Well, because none of us were that excited about the news. I mean, you've always been of the core newscast guys. You were always the one who cared about the news the most. But I remember like email threads where we'd pull stories and you'd be like, "So, anybody here care about any of these stories except for me?" It's like, "Well, no." Well, you're like, guys, Xenoblade's being localized to Europe. I don't care.
No, I mean, that was tough because I'm like, this is important news. We should care. And I couldn't even really muster it up.
At the time I joined it, it was just such a lull of news, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, just, even now, there's not very much.
Yeah, it was also that really weird time where it was, you know, the 3DS was kind of suffering a little bit, and then the Wii U was just announced. And the Wii was effectively dead without anyone really fully pronouncing it.
Right. We were like a year away from getting any Wii U news, and the Wii was dead, And the 3DS, like you said, was basically hemorrhaging. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. I enjoyed the cast on Newscast, but I don't miss the format of the show one bit.
I'm very glad we moved on to this. There are sometimes, I mean, I like what you're reviewing, but we can still do that here, and we do.
Well, you know, amusingly enough, the kind of show we did on Newscast is more the kind of show that I prefer to listen to when I'm listening to podcasts, but actually making it, not at all. I mean, I tend to actually avoid most podcasts besides this one that frequently shift segments and topics because I like to have like consistency, but I've heard
that complaint from some people before.
You know what though? Recording Newscast was a slog because we'd do the same thing. We'd still have the segment breaks. We'd just make it really subtle.
And it would be the same cast the whole way through.
It'd be the same cast the whole way through, yeah.
I've always rationalized it as, like, basically Newscast was, like, RFN Lite in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
As much as it maybe didn't want to be, but that's kind of what it felt like. And
that's why we had to change.
Yeah, that's why Connectivity...
Exactly. But on a web...
That's why Connectivity exists, because we had to do something different, and this is kind of, it worked, we fit into our niche.
Right.
We got a fucking panel of PAX East, guys!
We did.
And I think we had like 10 more people than RFN.
Suckers! I guess
flawless victory.
For anyone who's made it this far in our self-aggrandizing...
Well, you know Mike's going to cut all of this out.
Probably.
This won't even be in the show.
if we will be applying for another PAX East panel, and the segment that you heard these four people on before, that will likely be the subject of said PAX East panel.
I hope
we
get it.
What he's trying to say is Nintendoware. We're going to do Nintendoware.
And, unlike every other trade show or news press event or anything I've ever had an opportunity to go to, I'm actually going to try to make this one. We're going to see what happens.
And I believe that Zach made a comment that he said if Andy goes, then he'll go.
I think he said that, but then he said, except for the part where I might have to fly in a plane for 45 hours.
Yeah.
Hey,
I just hope if we do Nintendo Air, we get the ability to like dim the lights and stuff and really go all out with the production.
I hope so too.
Here's a spoiler alert. The reason not a spoiler alert. There's no spoilers here. Here's a little factoid. The reason I thought about doing Who Wants to Be a Millionaire in the first place is because I actually participated in and then the following year ran a game of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire for my dorm. And the year that I ran it, I actually got all the sound effects, and I worked the sound effects while someone else hosted. So I've actually kind of done that before, and it was a lot of fun.
So then let's do it again.
Well, you got to be there, then. You know how to run it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure about know-how, but...
Otherwise, Neil's just going to be up there reading answers before people get a chance to answer the questions.
Hey, and Michael
be on the side going, dun 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 dun.
Your final answer.
Okay. So,
yeah, I think that'll do it.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
Patrick, do you have any retrospective things to say?
I wasn't around when you guys started Connectivity, but I joined probably about 15, 20 episodes
in. In all honesty, I don't really know. All I know is that I think one day, like, Scott was just like, Patrick and Danny are going to join the email alias. Like, how did you even get on?
Yeah, I forget who it was that asked me if I wanted to do it. I was like, sure,
I think
not?
It was because I was stepping away and... And
well, the thing was yeah, Andy was busy with his baby, and then Mike can't always record. Like, I think Mike was really busy with work at the time, so it was like he wasn't always there. And then
well, I think
you
know, Neil,
you had site stuff, so a lot of times it was just like me and Zach.
I think it was after you and Zach recorded that one segment where you were just rattling off games, and
I remember like noise. I that was like my corrections episode because I came back and was like, guys, really?
We just read
something about a pinball game. Yeah. I think it was something like that.
Well, yeah, and we thought Crush 3D was a sequel to like
Alien Crush.
Alien Crush, the pinball game for TurboGrafx.
Yes. Which, in all honesty, after playing Crush 3D, that game probably would have been better than you guys thought up. At the time, I would have disagreed, but in retrospect, the game wasn't that good.
Yeah, no one showed up. So
that's why we stopped. That's why we stopped doing newscasts. Was because we would just like we would hear a game was announced, and without doing any research whatsoever, we would start to infer things about the game.
Well, it's like you said about news. Like that's Neil's specialty, and I think we kind of counted on Neil being there, and then he couldn't be there. So it's like, well, we've got all this stuff compiled. Let's just read through it. And so we did. we just fumbled our way through the entire list. I mean, we knew nothing about what we were talking about.
I mean, that's why I'm glad that Patrick's on because I've been grooming him to be my news successor.
Remember when we used to do This Week in Downloads, and we would just, like, read through all of the press releases as monotone and as
I actually, I started doing that on Connectabytes a little bit.
The Nintendo download.
Yeah, because they still have the write-ups. They're just buried.
How many times have I edited a podcast with the words "my notebook" in it?
Probably too many times.
Too many.
I'm surprised they haven't made one for 3DS yet.
I'm sure
too busy actually making decent games.
I heard they made money, though, the notebook game.
Yeah, they made a ton of fucking money on this. They probably still do, because they're still on DSiWare.
Oh, Jesus.
But, I mean, they're making Escape Vector and Spirit Hunters, which I played Spirit Hunters 2 years ago at E3 and wasn't that impressed, but apparently it's gotten a lot better. And Escape Vector on 3DS seems like it's a pretty sweet-ass and downloadable game.
Exciting.
Yep.
Well... I think on that note, let's end this before we keep talking.
Once I start talking about relevant news and games,
let's move on.
Let's
shut it down.
All right. Thanks for listening to NintendoWare and I guess this, if it's still around. All right.
Yeah, who knows what this will be. Maybe this will just be its own segment. I don't know. We'll see what Mike wants to do with it. So if you've listened to this, congratulations.
Yes. You've made it to the end of the podcast. Yay! Bye.
Pull out your decoder ring and look at the special code for a prize.
Yeah.
Bye.
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 Bye. So you're going to attack the base? Great idea, Fox.
It'll be a piece of cake, General.
I spot the train. I'm taking it out.
Here come the little hyenas now. Here you go. They're not taking me seriously. Here they come.
Just shoot it, Fox.
Starting without me? Boys, I'm crushed.
Cat, not you again.
Is that any way to greet a girl?
Incoming! How's the Landmaster, Fox?
Try hovering!
Dang! Detach the rear vehicle!
Don't let them get to the supply depot!
Shoot, he's right behind me. I guess I should be thankful. What's wrong? Come a little closer.
Try hovering.
I see a fuel bunker on the right side.
Change the switch ahead. Shoot the 8 switches to open the lock.
Make way for Cat. I've got the left. You take the right, hon.
Location confirmed. Sending supplies.
I didn't expect to have to use this. You're very lucky. I'll lure these guys to the front.
Okay, now shoot the switch!
Step on the gas.
Keep going, Fox!
No! Hit the brakes! I can't stop it!
All aircraft report.
I can see the look on their stupid faces.
I'm sure we hurt them this time.
You're pretty good, Tiger. See you again.
Now it's time to kick some tail.
And that will do it for episode 50 of Connectivity. As always, you can send us listener mail to connectivity@nintendoworldreport.com. You should follow all of us on Twitter. Go to nintendoworldreport.com, look for the Twitter sidebar, and you can find all of our usernames there. And other than that, we just want to say thank you for listening for the first 50 episodes, or how many ever you have listened to up to this point. We love doing the show, and hopefully we'll see everyone back at episode 100. All right, see you guys next week.